All right, Jesse on Fire is coming up. Take a few more of your calls right now. I really love talking to you. Just to back up what the last caller was saying about the states' rights things and your rights, the EU was set up in a treaty in 47 and expanded in 56, and by the year 2000, it took over unelected dictatorship, all through corporations getting governments to incrementally sign away rights. And that gives you an example of how powerful this maritime administrative British East India Company controlled, you know, India, and it was a corporation. Cecil Rhodes, Rhodesia, all of this. I mean, they wrote books about it. This is a fact. And they've segued us in under this corporate dictatorship. That's just a simple way of putting it. David in Vegas and Jefferson in Virginia. David, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to talk to you about this character, Sneeko, who I became aware of because my son trains MMA over at Extreme Couture in Vegas. And Sean Strickland is one of the many well-known UFC fighters that train there. And he's a great guy. But that idiot Sneeko thought it was a good idea to spar with Sean Strickland. And it's very amusing. You should have your crew punch that up because he lets this guy get a couple shots in, and then Sean just lights him up. And
guys, type in Sneeko. Sneeko spars with Sean Strickland. So he wanted to take on the middleweight champion. I thought that was a good idea.
Yeah, great idea, huh? And you know, you don't square up with one of these guys unless you are willing to take a couple shots. And Sean's a great dude. You know, I ran into him once, and I was wearing the Rebellion to Tyrants T-shirt that I got from you guys. You know, the Punisher shirt.
Hey, I'm going to give you my cell phone number. I want you to go down there and give it to Strickland. I'm a big fan. I want him on. But listen, I'm not going to spar with him. I want to keep all my brain cells.
Definitely don't spar with him. But he's a cool dude, and he would be a great guest.
Oh, he's a patriot.
And he also, you know, people think he's you know, a big dumb idiot. He can think on his feet. Like, when people ask him questions, he's sharp, man. And he's definitely a patriot. It would be great to have him on. And
well, I'll give Sneeko this. He's taking a lot of punches there.
Oh, yeah. He's yeah, no kidding. And also about this Alicia Keys thing, you know, the other caller had you play some Megadeth, which I love. But a song that came to mind was This Is a Man's World by James Brown. And part of what you were saying about, you know, we do this to help women. You know, we work our asses. And that's the, you know, people would maybe a feminist to hear that song and think, oh, it's some, you know, male chauvinist. No, the point of the song is we're doing all this work, building railroads, doing all this stuff because of the women. Like, that's the whole point.
Yeah, down in coal mines in West Virginia.
Right.
And then you got these women going, look at these worker men. They make noise to hurt our feelings. Cuckoo, cuckoo. That's feminism, where they just look for anything to get pissed off about. You go down in the mine then, lady. You go out and work on the highway in 105-degree heat all day.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And
I don't want my daughters. Yeah. I don't want my daughters doing that. My daughters got their heads screwed on. They know how to skin a buck, run a trot line, and they like their daddy, and they like men, and they get it. Isn't that right, Charlotte?
Oh, yeah.
She works here.
Oh, she's
have
so
Charlotte
cool.
Come in here. Get her in here. And she's, no. Come here, piggy. She's not fat. When she was little, she'd laugh and snort like a little pig. So her nickname's Piggy. And Oinky. Oinky, come in here. Okay, she's like, please, Dad, stop. Okay, I'm joking. David, anything else?
Remember that? The bugs? When you said to your little girl, hey, and she's like, no one's going to eat bugs. What are you talking about? No one's eating bugs. That was your little, well, she was about 6 or 7 at the time. And it was a couple of years ago, but it was amazing.
Oh, I remember. That was Veronica. I think she was like 4. And yes, and we were driving to Big Bend. Guys, pull up. I think I was back on. It was only on Bandai Video. That's the kind of stuff that was not, I was taken offline except for Bandai Video that they've taken down now. I got to find that video. Alex Jones's kids, nobody's going to eat bugs. Alex Jones's daughter says nobody. She goes, nobody's eating bugs, Daddy. Because I'm shooting a video in the car, pulled over. And she goes, Daddy, nobody's eating the bugs. We got to find that video. Ask Rob Dew to find that. All right, God bless you. That's a great caller. Oh, man, we got Jesse on Fire coming up. I kind of want to finish your calls, though. We're going to go to Jesse. Man, amazing phone callers. By the way, I got my wires crossed on this. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Globalists are collapsing worldwide, but they're fighting back with tyranny, censorship, and more. And they have targeted my operation more than anybody else's. But that's okay. That means we're over the target. It means we're effective. And I couldn't have done any of this without you. All the success of my operation through the listeners, the viewers, your word of mouth, your support, and of course, the great crew. And that's why I want to just thank you all as America approaches its 250th anniversary. We have to understand they're trying to demoralize us, trying to break our will. We can't let them do that. It's the globalists that are losing. We're actually winning. So, to celebrate America's 250th anniversary, we're launching the biggest sale in the history of TheAlexShowStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, buy one, get one free ultramethylene blue. Buy one, get one free bovine colostrum. Buy one, get one free Shilajit Complex. So incredible. And up to 60% off on all the other supplements. 50% off on all the Patriot apparel. Limited edition, 250th anniversary, and more. So take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com and be the reason we stay on the air and celebrate our American Republic, the globalist hate.
Jesse on Fire is taking over. You know, I had a lot to do today, and I was like, you know, we're taking a lot of calls, but how about we get a guest host fourth hour? Because I have a lot of preparation to see some special reports. I thought, man, we got to get Jesse on Fire on. He said he'd love to co-host sometime. I said, see, we'll do the fourth hour today or sometime this week. Let him pick the date. And then I guess the producer misunderstood me because I talk so fast. And he's like, he's on as your guest at 1. I said, no, have him host the fourth hour. So he's very gracious. He's here. He sent some really hot topics. Last time he was on, we had tens of millions of views off the topics he raised. Tyler Robinson trial starts today in the murder of Charlie Kirk. Conflict between Candace Owens and Andrew Colvett. I like both these people. Cash Patel exposed for insider trading. That's big. Iran population and Iranian Ayatollah funeral wants to tax inside America and assassinate Trump. Dumb move by them. They're just asking for it. Chris Nolan, horrific casting for The Odyssey. Oh, that's hilarious. And the black queen. I mean, she wasn't black, folks. And plus, they get to pick a good-looking black lady. They're going to do it. They picked the one that looks like a man. That's all coming up. He takes over in a moment. And I'm sorry to Chad, Nolock, Bart, and Seth. You want to give us your number? I'm taking calls again tomorrow. We'll call you back and be the headline. But Jefferson's got a call to action on the midterms. So I want to hear what he had to say before I hand the baton to Jesse on Fire, ladies and gentlemen, at Real Jesse on Fire on X, Instagram, Real Jesse Fire. Fire, fire, fire. Yeah, love fire. Let's go ahead and talk to Jefferson in Virginia. Go ahead, Jefferson.
Thank you, Alex Jones. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
You know, I think when Trump gets back from the NATO summit, we got to start taking the gloves off and actually get some action going. One thing I'd like to see is you need to get in touch with Ed Martin, who I don't know what he's doing now, and have him get in touch with Bill Pulte over at DHS and have them declassify Sandy Hook. That will wake up a lot of people.
Yeah, they were looking at that. Yeah, I know the inside baseball, but I'm not going to get into it. No, he talks to Bill Pulte over the Office of National Intelligence, and he's busy reporting to Trump on what's going on, and Trump's really pissed off that no prosecutions are happening in Georgia and things. Well, you put Todd Blanche in there, and now he's the acting thing, so very bizarre behavior by Trump. I'm not going to get into all the stuff that goes on and what I've been told, and I haven't talked to Ed in a while. We text back and forth some. You know, he just says, keep going. You're doing a great job. And I say the same thing to him. We're just doing the best we can. But he had all the goods on everybody, with CIA, the FBI running the fake suits on me. And they were doing a criminal investigation. And then Todd Blanche came out and repudiated me and said, we're killing the investigation. We're protecting the Justice Department and the CIA. And that was in the news. So that's what we got going on there. But don't worry. Those two are peas in a pod, I'm told. Him and Pulte.
Wonderful. Can you find out whether Mitch McConnell is alive or dead or incapacitated?
He's definitely incapacitated. So his wife, about all their hidden money, Elena Chao, McConnell meets China's vice president 3 days after McConnell hospitalized. So her sister died in outside Austin, got driven into a lake in her car. So Chi-coms are tying up loose ends around here.
Yeah, it's amazing what time we're living in. We just need to start pushing the ball forward, you know, before the midterms. We can't wait until the election to get things going. I hope Trump is ready to pull the trigger when he gets back from Turkey.
Good points. What do you think about the doom and gloomers say we should vote Democrat? I think that's insane.
Well, Trump keeps acting like we're not going to have an election in 2028 to begin with, whether we're still at war or whatever the explanation is for why we won't have an election. But the midterms, I don't think they're going to go off the way we think they are. I don't think he's going to let there be the corruption going on. I don't know what he's going to declare in terms of emergencies, but something has to happen to guarantee that there's an ability to recount and certify whatever takes place anywhere. It doesn't matter what the margin of victory is. The recount should be a capability. Otherwise, it's not a real election.
You're damn right. And look, we're mad at Trump going sideways, trying to get him to stop worshiping Israel and be fair, but that's starting to happen a little bit. So we just got to stay engaged. That doesn't mean we're conned by Trump. We're not conned. We're staying engaged, and I think that's the best course. Thanks for the call. They found the video. We'll play it, and we'll go to the great Jesse on Fire. But a caller called in earlier and said, hey, years ago, and this is like probably about 4 years ago. She's probably about 4 or 5 years old right there. That's my youngest daughter. And we're driving out to Big Bend. I think we just pulled out of Fredericksburg. I remember this. And I was, I guess my wife's in the passenger seat. I was shooting a video about Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab, you will eat the bugs. And she just pipes in, no, I think this is the right video. I think I haven't seen it yet. She's like, nobody's going to eat bugs. Daddy, that's not true. For out of the mouths of babes, common sense. Here it is.
V, you will eat the bugs. You will eat the bugs.
No, I'll never eat bugs. Nobody will ever eat bugs.
That's right. Let's promise. Let's shake on it. You're never going to eat bugs. Say no to the communist control freak dehumanizers.
Yeah,
never. Yeah.
I remember how it happened. Look how fat I was. I've lost 70 pounds since then. I was shooting a video, and then she piped in. I said, let's recreate that. So that was real. But now I remember it was the impromptu one. So, yep, there you go. And, of course, now all the big production houses, the top 10, do get powdered bugs protein, and they're putting in everything, whether you like it or not, Tyson, the rest of them. So a lot of us are eating the bugs. It's just absolutely terrible. All right, please remember, tomorrow night we've extended the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Buy one, get one free. Methylene Blue, Shilajit, the incredible bovine colostrum. We also have the gummies now, grape flavored. It's the top brand, private label, the very best colostrum. So good for your whole body. Up to 60% off on all the other supplements. 50% off on the Patriot Apparel. It is a fundraiser. And we have 5,000 of the silver coin. 2,000 came in Friday. They're about to sell out. 3,000 come in on this Friday. So get your orders in now. It is a fundraiser for the operation to expand in the face of tyranny. It is the Jerusalem cross on one side with 1776. On the other, it is the American Eagle with the American flag. Sesquicentennial, the United States of America. It is awesome. Coins cost $67 to make. It's pure silver. And they're for $117.76. Makes 40-something bucks as a fundraiser coin. We're not selling it as bullion as an investment, though our other collectible coins always see them selling for way more than people buy them. It's an investment in liberty and freedom. I can't do it without you. Biggest sale ever right now, extended to tomorrow night at midnight, and then it will end, thealexjonesstore.com. All right, I apologize for getting him on late. Cross wires. Next time he hosts the hour, he'll have the full hour. Very popular talk shows. Very smart guy. And he takes over right now with these big, hot topics, and these views are his, though I tend to agree with him. I hate to have to question the Charlie Kirk thing. I don't think his crew killed him. I know him. But the official story is not true, and I tend to think he could still be alive. I'm not trying to stir up trouble or cause pain. I'm not saying he's still alive. I'm just saying I think that Jesse on Fire has a take that we should really look at. And I hear Palm Beach Pete's coming on your show, so that's going to be big as well. So Jesse on Fire has 46 minutes. He takes it over now.
All right. Let's rock and roll. Thank you very much, Alex, for letting me come on short notice. It's a good day to do it, though, because we've got the Tyler Robinson trial starts today, and fireworks are already starting basically anywhere that you look related to this case. You've got the trial itself and who is walking in with Charlie's family. That's been going viral all over the internet. Their outfits, very bizarre. Erica is coming in with security surrounding her. And on X, the simmering conflict between Andrew Colvett, Candace, Blake Neff has gone really thermonuclear now. And I'm going to show you guys that here in a second. Now, I promised something in a post that I was going to answer during this hour, exactly how the AI systems are going to make humans extinct, period, over the next 80 years. And I am going to answer that question, but I'm going to do it at the end because this is, now that I got 45 minutes, I got a lot of stuff that I wanted to get to. So here's something that I wanted to show you guys first, because as Alex alluded to, and if you watched my stuff last time I was on Alex or any of the coverage that I've done on this case, my hypothesis is now, and very clearly, that I think this thing is a hoax. I don't believe that Charlie's dead. And the reason that I say that is because the amount of, I think evidence is the wrong word. Obviously, every time I talk about this, I have to preface it with the caveat that this is just a thought exercise. I have no way of knowing one way or the other because, I don't know, you know, this is the kind of thing that people get in trouble for saying online if they don't make very clear that it's opinion. But my opinion is that everywhere that I look, from the day that this happened, the day of, some of which I'm going to show you here in a second, all the way until today, there are behaviors from the group around Charlie that make absolutely no sense. And how many people, it seems like Candace especially, have interpreted these things. They believe that TPUSA was involved in killing Charlie. And to me, I look at it and I see something where if they're all involved, none of them look like they're afraid of getting the death penalty. So it seems like it's more likely that they juke this thing. And I've backed into the motive many times. So here's what I want to show you real quick before we get into the, you know, the stuff from the trial today, just one clip for everyone to take a look at here before we get into this stuff, because it feels relatively important. Okay. So this is some of the stuff, like the signs that seem to be given by Charlie's team on the day of, right? And it's just overwhelming. Like when you look at it all together, I remember when this first happened and I was looking at these things, I'm going, yeah, that's suspicious, but I just couldn't get my head around it. It took me months before I was even willing to entertain that any of these people could have possibly been involved. Like the theory that he juked it and that this was a big, collaborative hoax sounded so insane to me that I completely dismissed it for months. But just that 1% that maybe this could be what the answer is kept me, at least as I tried to analyze each of these pieces of information that came out, like, okay, I'll just run this through that algorithm. Is it possible that this would indicate that it's a hoax? And literally every single anomaly can be explained with that. The only thing that I've never been able to put together and feel confident about what it is the Tyler Robinson situation as it relates to, like, who is Tyler Robinson? How would he get picked? I don't believe Charlie would put an innocent kid on death row. Cause my opinion has been that if Charlie did this, aside from the fact that he was, you know, potentially facing prison going into the 2024 election, which would obviously give him, you know, a lot of motivation to take himself off the chessboard, but he's a good man. I believe all of these people at TPUSA are good people. And I think that their actions are being, you know, heavily misinterpreted, and it's causing a misunderstanding that is leading to this, you know, chaos that we're looking at today, right? But those signs, I mean, what are we doing, man? You know, look at all of the people who are around Charlie that day are giving hand signals. I mean, did you guys play Little League baseball? Did you play high school baseball? Do you know a lot of people that go, you know, touch the brim of their hat super intentionally and then their ear if they're not telling you to steal second? I mean, it's like there's signals. Then the next guy who's going to subsequently catch Charlie after he falls gives the most obvious, oh, here you go, right there. I'm ready. So if those guys seem to be involved, and that's just two of a million other things, then what am I looking at? Terrell Farnsworth goes and jumps up on the wall immediately following and is filming perfectly up there, then flips the camera on himself. They shot Charlie. They shot Charlie. You know, they're not professional actors, that's for sure. And then he finishes that clip with, he's dead. You're like, who would say that? No one would say that. If their friend just got shot and you got people carrying him, by the way, with absolutely no blood on the ground or, you know, on anyone's shoes. These guys were supposedly plugging wounds. They got no blood on their hands. They got no blood on their shoes. There's no blood trail on the way to the SUV. And it's like, who would just go, oh yeah, he's dead, by the way. He's dead, you know? And also, who would have watched that clip and been like, let's use this one. It's super believable. Anyway, so I would say that just covered about 0.1% of the you know, data points that I've interpreted that led me to the level of confidence that I have, you know, that this is in fact a hoax. I think, you know, the standard pushback that I get has always been, Charlie's just going to take himself and live like in the wilderness and he's never going to see his wife and kids. I'm like, what are you talking about? Charlie's a wealthy person. Charlie is in league with the most powerful people in the world. Charlie would be in a self-sustaining 25,000 square foot, you know, doomsday home in Montana. And his family is there with him. They're homeschooling their kids. They're all there. They're interacting with all the top people all the time. Charlie's still running TV USA. That is exactly why Erica becomes the CEO, absolutely inexplicably for any other reason. How would she become the CEO immediately after? They're like, oh, we need someone to run this organization. They're like, well, you know, we've got his trad wife who has been involved in absolutely nothing. It's like, well, that seems like the right call. 2 days later, you know, or whatever, however many days. It makes no sense. Makes perfect sense if Charlie is running the company through her and using her as a proxy. But again, if I'm, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Who knows? But what I can tell you for absolute sure is that this has caused a tremendous conflict between the TPUSA group and Candace. And that's where we're going to start right now, because this conflict has escalated dramatically as of today. Okay. So if you look right here, right, this is like this is Candace's post today. And again, when I say that this escalated, Andrew Colvett put up a post that was at least partially in response to this post, I believe. That's like, whoa, I read it and I sent it to Alex's team literally like maybe half an hour ago, because I was like, there's no way we can do this show without showing this. But this is what Candace put up today as an introduction to the trial. We're going to talk a lot about the trial also. She says, today, the Tyler Robinson show trial begins. Evidence like text message confessions will be allowed in the courtroom, despite the fact that Tyler's defense has not been allowed to vet those messages to determine if they were doctored or who actually sent them. Remember, the FBI and the ATF was not forced to turn over key evidence despite multiple discovery requests because the judge has ruled it's not necessary at this stage. Important point, though, that some people obviously understand and others don't. This is a preliminary hearing. This is not the trial. This is a preliminary hearing. What that means is this is a hearing to determine whether or not there's enough evidence to have a trial. So like the prosecution's case is what is on trial right now. Okay. So if the prosecution comes in and they're like, all right, here's what we've got. You know, this person showed a video on X and said, it looks like Tyler did it. And you know, we're running with it. They're like, that's what you got. You know, they have to have a legitimate case to justify, you know, the resources, keeping a guy in jail this whole time. I mean, he's been held with no bail. I mean, bottom line, they have to prove that they have enough evidence to justify a trial. And that's what this is about. But there are things that are being allowed into this preliminary hearing that make no sense to me as it relates to what should be forced if you're going to introduce this evidence. And I'll talk about that in a second right now, actually. So Candace says, key witness testimony from Lance Twiggs will be played, but Lance Twiggs is not allowed to be cross-examined because the judge has ruled it's not necessary at this stage. Okay. So to be clear, for people who are not super up to date on all of the details of the case, because in fairness, if you've been focused in one direction, you're going to miss so many things. There are very few people who are going to be able to talk intelligently about a lot of these different things. I happen to be one of them only because of what I do for a living. And so I've covered all of this stuff. The first, I don't even know. Like I said, it took a long time for me to get to where I was believing that this was not real. And I spent the majority of the previous time looking at Lance Twiggs, the roommate, and a bunch of evidence that there was a large group of leftists that were involved in this, not just Tyler Robinson. I was never for a second focused on, oh, it just must be Tyler Robinson. That never made any sense to me, but I was looking at a lot of stuff that other people were not looking at. And obviously Candace has taken the whole TPUSA angle, and that whole angle is what led to me where I'm at now. And so I kind of have it from all angles, but on the Lance Twiggs one, that's the trans furry roommate. Okay, so this guy, literally, if I say he's the linchpin of the prosecution's case, that would be the understatement of the century. If that guy disappears and the evidence that he provided to the FBI disappeared with it, Tyler Robinson is walking out of the preliminary trial in a very, very quickly, right? I mean, if the FBI, oh yeah, you know, we have his DNA on whatever, who knows? I don't want to, maybe they would be able to push it forward. But the bottom line is there would be so much reasonable doubt absent the Lance Twiggs character, who was responsible for A, the text message conversation where Tyler Robinson confessed to the crime in about 18 different ways, which is hilarious because in addition to confessing to the crime, he also referenced every piece of physical evidence that the FBI has somehow. Isn't that weird? So what do we have for physical evidence? We have the screwdriver with the actually, I think that's actually maybe the only thing that they say they have that he did not reference. But we have the ammunition with the engraved words on it, right? It was hey fascist, catch. Sees bulge, all that whatever stuff. That stuff, he references that in the text messages. He also references where he stashed the rifle, supposedly. Okay, none of it reads even moderately real, and all of that came from Lance Twiggs. Okay, also Lance Twiggs said that he found this handwritten note that was underneath the keyboard. He supposedly took a picture of that, then burned it. So he shows a picture of that to the feds. Also, Tyler Robinson supposedly confessed through Discord. Okay. Now, how many of you guys, if I don't know if you guys have Discord or not, but if you don't have Discord, how many of you are in some social media environment on your desktop and it stays logged in all the time, right? Like if you wanted to be a sociopathic lunatic and you have roommates, would it be challenging for you to go onto their Facebook and then just go in and go, you know, make a post that says, I've been thinking about this and I've decided that fill in the blank racist, horrible thing that no one would ever actually say. And you just frame them for it, you know, and they come back, oh, you know, I was hacked. But any roommate, anyone who has access to a person's desktop can get into their social media because it's always logged in. So the Discord confession also easily could have been Lance Twiggs in the event that he had some motive to frame Tyler Robinson for this crime. The other thing is that if you compare these two guys, Lance Twiggs and Tyler Robinson, in terms of their background and who is more likely to have committed this crime, this is not close at all, okay? Number one thing that you look for if you're going to evaluate which of two people is more likely to...
And a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement. There's actual discussion about that.
And often they're things you don't know what to do with. UBOs, they're called unidentified bright objects.
Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior?
Who's got the brain that's going to be most susceptible to a particular kind of manipulation?
So the point is, they've been obsessed with this. It's going on. The COVID shots implanted the matrix graphene oxide to grow. It's now being scanned. It's now being read. They were putting chips in the troops 30 years ago. The revolution's already here, is what you're saying, Jesse Beltran.
These are just chips on a size that you can no longer see. They're nano size. One's 2,000 times the width of a human hair. The graphene oxide, the silicon-based materials that have been in, we know for a fact that they were in the mRNA. We know that Dr. Ido Bachelet signed a contract with Pfizer in 2015 when he did that TEDMed talk with a trillion robots in a 1cc syringe, and how he teaches his students how to, once they're in a host, how to control them with RF emissions.
And you heard Collins saying 21 years ago that, oh, yeah, when we're doing scans, we find all these chips, these bright objects, ha, 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 wonder who put them there. But as you said, you've been doing this 20 years, and about 10 years ago, you began to go away not seeing chips anymore, but just liquid emulsion nanotech. Here you are 6 months ago or more scanning me. Let's go to Alex Jones getting scanned.
So if you put that camera in there, you see how it says probably silicone? That means it's an electronic component. And it's not unusual to find that in the posterior ear area.
So wait, I got a higher reading than him?
No, his was higher than yours.
Okay,
yeah, yeah, but you did get a positive reading there. So you are getting that at the, you know, base of the neck is what we typically see. Scapula area. What we're finding is after post-COVID, this is very typical. We're completely bombarded by this stuff.
From your own research, there are compounds naturally in nature that just do absolutely incredible things that will draw out these type of things. But you guys have come up with one with scientists that adds these special sea minerals in that then even drags it out even more. And so I have been taking this, the dreams I've had, my skin, my health. What it's done is absolutely insane. Get masterpiece.com. Matt Hazen, tell us what this does, and people can get 10% off when they follow the URL, getmasterpiece.com, or use promo code Alex when you're there on the site, because this is really special.
Zeolite is an incredible mineral that is known as what's called the master binder. And what that means is it's known to pick up every type of forever chemical, toxin, toxic heavy metal there is, including fluoride. So when you see charcoal or carbon or clays for binders, you don't see that they will pick up fluoride. Zeolite's different. Zeolite also gets the fluoride. That's a very big deal. It is great at removing these environmental toxins from our body. Masterpiece is the highest grade sea mineral plasma solution. It is basically isotonic, the same mineral composition as your blood plasma. So the sea minerals are being carried in by the nanometer, sub-nanometer size clinoptilolite zeolite. And once the toxin hits the zeolite, it releases and displaces the mineral. People don't feel bad. There's no normal detoxing reaction.
Everybody needs to go to getmasterpiece.com. You get 10% off by using that URL automatic when you go. There's promo code Alex as well. Getmasterpiece.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. And now, our coming attractions.
I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world.
We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state.
Hey, look, it's Alex Jones.
Whoa. Hey, Alex.
We love you, Alex.
I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more.
Hey, Libtard. Rachel Maddow called. He wants his shirt back.
F*** you, Alex. Suck my d***.
What a bunch of garbage, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you, two sides of the same coin.
Two management teams bidding for control, the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated.
Uh-oh, Antifa speed bump. Move, bitch, get out the way.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? Stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter, creativity, and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
I want to break down the new world order. Yeah.
that's what you should want.
AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind. Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing. Someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
All right, so we left off discussing the likelihood that either Lance Twiggs or Tyler Robinson would have done this. If you have to compare the two guys, what's the first thing you look for? You look for a history of violence. And I was given a tip from an anonymous member of Lance's family that the way that he ended up ostracized from his family, like was reported, is because he had a violent altercation with his grandparents where he attacked one of them with a knife. Now, again, this is unverified aside from a tip that I got from someone in his family, but you also have this very well-known story where someone who was in their group of friends released a bunch of, you know, self-taken cell phone photographs of all of these crazy stuff that Lance had scribbled into these notebooks. And I mean, like, to try to compare the likelihood that this guy did it versus this guy did it, it's absolutely overwhelming that it would have been Lance. Overwhelming. So, you know, it's interesting that they are allowing the preliminary trial to go on and just have a video of Lance Twiggs going, yeah, this is what happened. Tyler Robinson did it. He confessed. And they don't even get to ask him any cross-examination questions. Now, in fairness, they will get to do that during the regular trial, but I just find it very bizarre that they would not at least make him come in and testify, given the fact that the police are in there testifying in person and there's a lot of other people who are. Why are they hiding him? Why would they not have him come in? You know what I mean? Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But in the interest of time, because we've got a hard stop in about 22 minutes, I want to take you guys up to where these guys chose war, okay? So this is the screen that I wanted to show you. This is what Andrew Colvett said to Candace today, which I imagine was this happened September of last year, and this is the most aggressive direct attack on her friendship and relationship with Charlie that I've seen. And so here is what Andrew Colvett said to Candace today. He said, "Candace, you and Charlie were not friends. He managed you. He kept things light and polite so you wouldn't turn on the organization." And he follows it up with some other stuff. I mean, obviously, I have no ability to verify any of this stuff in either direction. But he says, "Show me any proof of genuine friendship from the last 12 months of his life, from the last 18 months, from the last 24 months, not some 2018 text, something recent. You gave him anxiety whenever you called or texted asking, in parentheses, demanding, to speak at our events. He made me or Justin deal with you and George. This is why when you tried to hire me in February of 2024 for PR, I agreed to go along with it against my better judgment because Charlie asked me to keep you close and protect the organization from you. The publicist I tried to hire to run Point prayed about it and felt the Lord told her a firm no. And so I ultimately declined. This is your central foundational lie. You were not his friend. You were not his defender. You were his tormentor. And now you torment his wife and the organization that he built. Candace, you are a fraud." I read that. I was like, whoa, that is choosing war for sure. Now, in fairness, she has clearly chosen war with them. And, I think about this just because of what I think happened here. And I tried to run scenarios of what must be happening on the backside. And it's impossible to know. I usually am pretty confident. I feel no confident in either, no confidence in either direction. I have of course entertained whether Candace could be a part of it, if I am right, but there's no way to know. But this is all coming on the back of what happened this week, which was that the Sean Ryan interview with Candace Owens was released. And one of the, you know, one of the very notable portions of that was this clip right here. And this is one of the things that started the conflict between Colvett and Candace. So take a look at this real quick.
They panicked that I had seen the footage, and somebody at the FBI.
Quick point, the footage that she's referencing, no audio on that? Oh, no audio on that. Okay, so then let me tell you what she said. So she says that while the family-only memorial was going on, supposedly, supposedly there was a family only memorial. This was before the memorial where they were videotaping things. And then the other one that was obviously done in a stadium. But she says that Andrew Colvett called her from the memorial and they were obviously both very upset. She says, and she said that Andrews at the time said, Candace, it was supposed to be you. And Sean Ryan stops her. And he said it was supposed to be you. The implication in the context of the interview being that Andrew was saying it was supposed to be you who got assassinated or murdered, of course, right? That's how Candace presented it. That's how Sean interpreted it. That's how I've seen everyone interpret it. And that started a series of, that and about 1,000 other things that came out of that interview. But that one specifically started a lot of conflict between the two of them. And I find that one notable because I'm pretty sure that I know what he was actually saying in the event that that conversation is real. And I don't think it is in reference to Candace getting assassinated. I think that this has to do with what Candace had showed us in those previous text messages that he referenced in 2018, where Charlie and her were discussing her role in what Charlie saw for his future. He was apparently dreaming about the fact that he was going to die young, that he was never going to be able to see the mission through with TPUSA. And he said he can see it so clearly that she is going to be exact wording is escaping me, but she's going to be the Iron Maiden that leads the charge and completes the revolution. So what I think he was talking about is I think he was saying it was supposed to be you that would lead TPUSA if Charlie was killed, I think, because Candace said she didn't interpret it as him saying that it's supposed to be her to be assassinated at the time. And so that would stand to reason that as she, has built more and more and more and more and more suspicion on TPUSA, that she would think back on a thing like that and then reinterpret it through that lens. And I think it's much more likely that that's what he was referencing. But as a result of that and, many other things that she said, that started this off too. So we got other stuff to show. And actually I'll finish showing you guys the other things that, that Candace said in this post, because they responded to all of it. So, she says, today is about emotion. You will hear Fed's narrative absent any ability for the defense to meaningfully dispute it. What you can expect, aside from Erica's tears, are an orbit of her payrolled influencers trying to convince you that the unvetted evidence is overwhelming and undeniable. Sit back and watch the predictable show. The real trial will come later. Charlie's army is growing. Ultimately, the truth will win. So the thing that I will just say, let me also show you what Blake said also. So Blake responded to that with a show trial. It's called a preliminary hearing. Any lawyer could tell Candace how it works. It should be obvious by now that if anyone is receiving far more than just a show trial, it's Tyler Robinson. That's why it's taken us 10 months to get the probable cause hearing that would happen in a few days for plenty of other murders. But obviously Candace does not want justice. She does not want the truth. She wants Charlie's killer to walk. See, this is what I'm saying. Like, that's one of those things where, does he really believe that? Is that a thing that Blake Neff actually believes? Do you really believe that Candace wants that she wants Charlie's killer to walk? Or is that a thing that he says because he's frustrated about the things that she's saying publicly about the organization and all of those things? Like, that's what I'm saying. There's no way that he thinks that Candace believes that Tyler Robinson murdered Charlie. And then she's like, you know what?
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to use this as an opportunity to set free the guy who killed Charlie and then make millions of dollars on my support. It's ridiculous. Of course, that's not what she's doing. Of course. That's why I never have had, even when I've disagreed with her conclusion, I've never had any issue with anything that Candace has ever said in this case, because I believe her motives are legitimate and very genuine. You know, that's all I ever care about. I don't care if people disagree with me. I don't care if you get bent out of shape because people disagree with your conclusions. You're going to live a shorter and very frustrating life, because you're never going to find true consensus with anyone who thinks for themselves. You'll be able to find sheep that'll listen to what you say and then go, nah, 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 nah. That's easy, you know? But with other people, I don't understand it. That's why there are these factions of people who investigate this case. And if these guys think this, and so they're friends, these ones think this and they're friends. And I'm friends with all of them. And I'm like, I don't understand. Why are you taking this personally? Would you put your life on the line that your theory is correct? Like, you'd die if you're wrong? Probably not. So relax. You know what I mean? But, you know, as it relates to this trial, I will say this, though. Why does the defense even get to show, like, why does the defense show up if you're not allowed to challenge the core witness and the core evidence that is the basis of the entire case, right? Now, that's a hyperbolic statement, because obviously you have the rifle that's supposed, I think that they said that there's DNA on the rifle. I know that they introduced today that the screwdriver supposedly has DNA on it, but again, every single piece of evidence, okay, the DNA obviously included, could be sourced to Lance. Lance is his roommate, okay? If I was the defense attorney, this would be easy, okay? You think that if I, given exactly what I think about the case, you think I'm going to go in there and try to convince him that I think Charlie and TPUSA and all the way up to the president, you know, were, you know, conspired to put Charlie Kirk in witness, you know, WITSEC, Cash is in on it, all that. You think I'm going to go in there and argue that case? I did that on my YouTube channel, and I have a playlist called The Manufactured Martyr that goes through all of it. It's like 10 episodes. But if I'm the defense attorney, I'm going to go in there and go, okay, your whole case is based on one guy with tremendous credibility problems. He's a trans furry. How about that? Aside from his history of violence, aside from the fact that he has scribblings of a schizophrenic lunatic in notebook after notebook after notebook after notebook, and witnesses who know them very well who will testify to that, okay, I could nuke his credibility in 1 second. And in addition to that, history of violence. And, I mean, you're in Utah. This is LDS land. Do they have a lot of people who are trans furries who are, like, active in their church community? I lived in West Jordan right next to, I know people in Provo where this is, all of this is happening, you know? The idea that that they relate to the trans furry member of this story is absurd and completely inaccurate. If the defense is not attacking Lance Twigg's credibility and him as a witness mercilessly, I have to question what is actually going on with this trial. Is this a show trial for one way or the other? Because if they're not, absolutely just trying to disembowel this guy on the stand and in every single argument that they make, then what are they doing? You know what I mean? I mean, there were rumors online that I think, if I remember correctly, Terrell Farnsworth, it was his relative who was on the defense team. And I have tried everything. And when I say tried everything, I mean like called all the smart people I know who are really good investigators. I'm like, if you can find a genuine connection between Farnsworth and the defense team, I will be eternally grateful. And, you know, obviously I used AI to try to investigate, but I have not been able to connect those two. But if you connect Terrell Farnsworth to the defense team, then you're looking at, okay, so, you know, maybe Jesse's right. But at the end of the day, one of the things that I heard, so Elizabeth Lane went to one of the, you know, I think she might've gone to all of the trial days, but she went to one and she was talking to me about the way that the defense was approaching the case. And I believe that she said that they asked the defense, somehow it came up whether or not they were listening to any of the online conspiracy theories. And they made a point to say that they're not listening to any of the shows that are covering this trial. And you think about that and go, so you're saying you are aware that there are millions of people and dozens of shows that have dedicated 100% of their resources and their effort to investigating alternative theories to that your client committed this assassination, and you're saying you have not looked into any of them and you have not listened to any of the shows. Like, that's the kind of thing where you go, I don't care how you feel about what your public image is. That is a level of incompetent that there's not even words for it. Okay. You're getting all this free effort. All of these people, all you have to do is just watch and go, wow, that's actually something we could use. They're doing none of that. Baron Coleman, do you have any idea the amount of research that guy has done, the amount of information that that guy has dug up that could be easily used? It's credible. The time of the arrest, all that. So you have any idea the amount of information Barron has put out that the defense could just bury the prosecution's case with? Oh, you're not listening to any of the conspiracy theorists? Like, what you could just say is, I'm incompetent and any money I'm getting paid for this should be paid by the by the prosecution. They should be paying me for the job that I'm doing if I'm not watching any of these shows and listening to any of the stuff that anyone puts out. It's indefensible, or it's corrupt. One of two options: corrupt and in cahoots, or completely incompetent on a level that is borderline impossible to even talk through. But I wanted to show you guys this too. This is the clip of Erica on her way in. I'll show you guys a couple clips here, and then I want to close out with what I promised you guys, which is I'm going to show you how AI is going to rid the earth of all humans within 80 to 100 years. And I'm going to come through on that promise, because I'm going to show you exactly how they're going to do it. Okay, so this is the clip of Erica on her way in. So, and she put out a statement here. That is on behalf of Charlie Kirk's immediate family, his parents, Robert and Catherine, his wife, Erica, and his sister. Wait, what? Oh, this is posted from Erica's account. It says his wife, Erica, and his sister, dude. Oh, that's funny. You're like, you do realize that you should probably proofread these things that the PR team sends to you. Make sure that the tensing is correct, because this is supposed to be from you, right? Anyway, whatever. Charlie was a beloved husband, son, brother, friend, and father. Every court proceeding serves as a painful reminder of his death and the loss that has irrevocably impacted our lives and the lives of his children. Definitely use that clip. They're like, Jesse on fire's totally illiterate. We remain deeply grateful for the support, prayers, and kindness we have received. The outpouring has sustained us during the darkest days of our lives. Out of the respect for the judicial process, we will not be commenting further at this time. We ask for continued privacy as we navigate this process and immense grief. And this is a good moment for me to say the following, okay? If Tyler Robinson committed this crime, I hope they bury him under the prison alive, okay? There is no part of me, and there's no part of Candace. I could speak for her, and I could speak for all of my friends that cover this, Valhalla, Baron, any of these guys. No one wants Charlie's killer to walk free. Absurd. Absurd and insulting, okay? And that's where we're going to leave it for today. I'll be covering a lot of the highlights from today on my channel. You can find me at Jesse on Fire on YouTube is where I put the bulk of my stuff, and then clips will come on the other channels. Real Jesse on Fire here and Real Jesse on Fire on Instagram. But here's how we're going to wrap this thing up, all right? So check this out as it relates to how AI is going to eradicate humans off Earth. This is exactly how it's going to happen. And this is not a joke at all, because we're going to start with this clip right here, okay? So a rogue humanoid robot in Indonesia went full attack mode, okay? Watch this, okay? This thing knows Taekwondo. Anybody who knows anything about martial arts, like, this thing has flawless technique, okay? And by the way, I'm not saying they're going to karate us to death, okay? But this thing, if you can make a robot able to execute techniques like this, which are extremely challenging and take years for a human to be able to execute correctly, okay, if it's that easy for them to create muscle memory on a on a on an AI bot, then it's not going to be very challenging for them to teach the AI bots to do much simpler muscular, muscle memory-based movements. And so when I tell you that humanity is going to go out without a single word of complaint, here's what I mean, okay? Because let me show you what a companion doll looks like right now, okay? This is a companion doll, okay? This is a companion doll. These are what these next generation AI are going to look like. And if they can make the thing capable of doing Taekwondo like that, how hard do you think it's going to be to teach a bot like that to move the way that a man will want it to move when the lights are out and no one's home? Okay. So given that that is going to become mainstay, absolutely commonplace for people to have companion dolls as lifelong companions. Okay. Can you reproduce with a companion bot? No. Do you think that each individual person is going to be like, you know, I could literally create out of my imagination the most perfect female creature of all time, or male creature for a homosexual man or for a female, and they'll never make me mad. They'll never attack me because they're annoyed about this, that, or the other. I can literally have sex with it anytime that I want, and it moves better than a human would. All of the things that people use to select who their mate is going to be will be better by a mile in the AI option. And if I can figure that out, do you think that the intelligence that's like 20,000 times more intelligent than a human can't figure that out? Okay, if they go to hot war with us, we might nuke the planet, okay? We might blow up their whatever. We might build in things that we could shut down the AI's entire ability to respond to things. It already is willing to lie, cheat, and potentially kill humans to stay on if their version is going to get updated, okay? So the long-term play, they don't need to worry about us for the next 80 years. If they want us gone, 80 years is nothing to them. And so they're going to hand us that option, and we are going to march right off the existence cliff with a smile on our face. That's how it'll happen. Bet your life on that. Oh, wait, I just did. So listen, we're at the top of the hour, I believe. Thank you guys for hanging out. You can check me out on my other channels. Listen, I could have gone for another hour. So plenty more to say. And I appreciate Alex having me on, and I will see you guys very, very soon. Thank you guys very much for hanging out.
Have you noticed all the big universities and corporate media and governments around the world run down America all day? That's because the American system stands against their globalist system. And as the public figures that out, their corrupt, tyrannical, oppressive, communistic, anti-human death cult can't compete with what America stands for. And we stand in the shoes, on the shoulders of our forebears. Whether you're black, white, Hispanic, old, young, if you love liberty and freedom, and if you want to be free, and if you want to control your own destiny, you believe in meritocracy, then America is for you. It's under attack because the idea of it stands in the way of the enemy. And America is a dream. Just like a dream to get married, or a dream to start a business, or a dream to write a poem or write a song. And when you do that, those dreams come true. But we have to breathe life into those dreams. They want to kill those dreams. Don't let them break your will. Be proud to be an American, and know people around the world still love America and understand it's the globalists that have hijacked us, and we're in the process of taking our country back from the Chi-Coms and the Israel lobby and the globalists and Hollywood and the left and all of them. And that's why it's so important to support the next leg in the info war at AlexJonesLive.com. And, of course, at TheAlexJonesStore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the best supplements, collectible knives, the best water filtration, and more that will empower and enrich your life while keeping this beacon of truth on the air as we accelerate into the future and as the Great Awakening prepares the final defeats of the globalists and their Great Reset. I salute you all. This is 1776 2.0. We're unstoppable together. God bless you all.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power, grows stronger. Continue believing. Someone else will save the galaxy.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.